This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Have you ever heard people say, the clock is ticking, make the most of it today? Well, I have. I'm conscious of time. I guess it becomes more meaningful as you get older. I like the story of the man who worked at a factory, and one of his main jobs was to blow the factory whistle at 5 p.m. to tell the employees that the workday was over. He walked to work each day and passed a jewellery store where this beautiful grandfather clock was displayed in the window. And every morning he stopped to set his pocket watch to match the time on this grandfather clock. Well, one morning the store owner was out the front sweeping the footpath and the factory worker asked him, How do you keep such accurate time on that beautiful grandfather clock? Oh, he said, that's easy. I set it every afternoon when the factory whistle blows at 5 p.m. Now, do you see how important time really is? People live by the clock. Now, why is that so? I think because time is important to all of it. It was Benjamin Franklin who once said, do not squander time, for it's the stuff that life is made of. So we need to say to ourselves many times, make the most of the day you've got. Many people get frustrated because they always seem to fight the clock as a way of life. They stay up late, sleep as late as they can, and then rush frantically to school or to work, gulping down an unhealthy breakfast, talking on the mobile as they go. Isn't that so typical today? But have you ever noticed as you read the Bible that Jesus in the New Testament was never in a hurry? Now, although he was doing the most important job in history, redeeming the world, he never seemed to be out of breath. He only had a few years to do everything. But, you know, Jesus had time to consider the flowers and the birds of the air. He had time for the children. He blessed the children. In other words, time was his friend. So is time for you a friend or an enemy? Do you say, I never seem to have enough time? Now, if you want to think more about it, read the Bible because it gives us some tremendous insight on how time can become your friend instead of your enemy. God exists in a realm that's not bound by time or space. Now, you don't see God wearing a watch. He's the creator of time and he's greater than time. For example, in Psalm 90, it says, O Lord, in all generations you've been our home. You've always been God long before the birth of the mountains, even before you created the earth and the world. At your command we die and we turn back to dust, but 1,000 years means nothing to you. They're merely a day gone or a few hours in the night. And verse 10 of Psalm 90 says, we can expect 70 years or maybe 80 if we're healthy, but even our best years bring trouble and sorrow. Suddenly our time is up and we disappear. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. That's verse 12. And there it is, that word again, time. We ask God to help us to use the time wisely. Now, I have a feeling that God says to us today, treasure the time you have as valuable, as a valuable commodity. And that makes sense because there's nothing more important than time. How many years of life have you got? We don't really know. We certainly hope we have many years. But God says to us each day that time should be respected and treasured for what it is. And what is it, actually? Well, time is a gift from God. A year is important for someone at university who's studying to graduate in 12 months. 1 month is important. You just ask a mother who's about to give birth to a baby in 1 month's time. What about 1 hour? Well, you just go to Sydney Airport and ask someone whose plane's been delayed for an hour. And so we could go on and talk about how valuable time is and that we should treasure every moment. And that's why it is a gift. We call it the present time. It is a gift. Have you heard people say that time is money? Well, I don't think that's true because time is much more valuable than money. It's impossible to actually make more time. You can't slow it up, hold it up, divide it, or you can't actually give it up. You can't save it for a rainy day. But you can invest time. And that's what Billy Graham once said. Time is the capital that God has given us to invest, and people are the stocks in which we are to invest our time. Well, Heavenly Father, today we praise you for your patience and your tolerance. We thank you that you're with us every day. You bring encouragement, Lord. Thank you for that wonderful encouragement. Help us to treasure time because I ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.